Unit 12. 12.3. Exercise 2.
Now, in this part of the test, you're each going to talk on your own for about 2 minutes. You need to listen while your partner is speaking because you'll be asked to comment afterwards. So, Jana, I'm going to give you a card with a question written on it, and I'd like you to tell us what you think. There are also some ideas on the card for you to use if you like. All right, here is your card.
Well, I don't have a scientific background, but I think science is something that affects us all nowadays. You can't afford to ignore what's going on in advanced science. There's a lot of media interest right now in the latest developments in, say, genetics and DNA profiling. I do think it's worrying how genetic testing can be used, actually. For example, if you have a genetic disorder of some kind, you may not be able to take out life insurance or get a job even. But then, on the other hand, DNA analysis is helping to solve crimes, and that's good for society. So it's good and bad, I suppose. The main problem centers around information. Most people don't know the facts, and so naturally they're worried. So what is needed is more information in simple language for ordinary people to understand. And perhaps this needs to come from the government, because I think the biggest worry of all is that the whole area of genetics is being driven by the business world. Much of the research going on today is backed by big companies, pharmaceutical companies and so on. And they're going to want something back from their investment. Which means that the research is not being done just as research. It's not pure, not independent. I think, too, that they're not controlling this research. The public needs to be properly informed. There are potential benefits, yes, but we must be told what's happening and why. You know, things are being pushed ahead at such an alarming rate and, I don't know, it seems to me it's maybe not always going to be helpful for society.
Thank you. Eric, what is your view on current career opportunities in science?
I'm actually in the final year of a biology degree, so I can comment on that personally. We're always being told by our lecturers that more progress will be made in biology in the next 5 to 10 years than has occurred in the last 50. It's a fast-moving field. As Jana said, there are many new companies, biotech companies, springing up. So yes, job prospects are good for someone like me, I think. Plenty of different directions to go in. So it's not all doom and gloom. Far from it.
What do you think, Jana?
Well, Eric is speaking from experience. It's good to hear his positive take on things.
Thank you.